Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, March 14th. You'll be interested to know, 126 years ago, today in 1899, German military official Ferdinand Graf von Zeppelin received a United States patent for a navigable balloon, marking a significant advancement in aeronautics. The first Zeppelin made its initial flight the following year, paving the way for future developments in air travel and aviation technology. So now you know. And now, it's time for the surf report. Friday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking choppy this morning with waist-to-chest-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 4 to 6 feet throughout the morning, providing challenging conditions. Expect the winds to remain onshore at 14 mile per hour, keeping the surface a bit bumpy as the day progresses. As the afternoon approaches, the winds will shift sideshore at around 9 mile per hour. Best time to ride is at 11 a.m., with a 4-foot outgoing high tide, when the west-northwest swell is 5 feet at 13 seconds, and the onshore wind is 4 mile per hour. The first high tide Friday will be 5 foot just before 10 a.m., with a 0-foot low tide just before 4. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 57 degrees for the water temperature. Saturday through Monday will experience choppy conditions due to persistent 17 to 19 mile per hour onshore winds, significantly impacting surf quality. Morning sessions may offer brief moments of fair conditions, but by afternoon, the winds will create a rough texture. Wave heights will range from waist to chest high Saturday, building to chest to shoulder high by Monday, though the chop will remain a challenge. This morning, there's a chance of rain showers, and it feels like 44 degrees, with 8 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:57, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:59. It looks like we're in for some rain showers today, with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 57, accompanied by a moderate southwest breeze. Tonight, expect more rain showers before 11. With a low around 49 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Saturday with a high near 62 and a light west wind. Sunday brings partly sunny skies and a high near 67. Rain showers are possible on Monday with partly sunny skies and a high near 65. Nights will be mostly cloudy, with lows in the mid-40s till low 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the San Diego International Airport is now accepting mobile driver's licenses from California. This makes California one of the 15 states offering this innovative identification option. Lori Denkers, a spokesperson for the Transportation Security Administration, explained that the mobile driver's license works seamlessly with smart watches. During identity verification, the technology captures a real-time photo of the traveler, utilizing facial matching technology with no images stored afterward. To enhance security, the Transportation Security Administration's credential authentication technology can also identify travelers' flight status and eligibility for programs like TSA PreCheck, streamlining the process. Now on to sports. Scottie Scheffler has now held the title of the best golfer in the world for an impressive 95 consecutive weeks. After a fan jokingly reminded him that he had 11 more years to go at Riviera Country Club, Scheffler reflected on his journey. With a remarkable consistency that rivals legendary golfer Tiger Woods, he is nearing a milestone that very few have achieved. His closest competitors, Rory McIlroy and Xander Schauffele, are far behind in the official world golf ranking points. As Scheffler continues to improve, many believe he is set to redefine what it means to dominate in golf. In local sports, last night, the Lakers fell to the Bucks 126-106 at Pfizer Forum. Despite Luka Doncic's impressive 45 points, 14 rebounds, and 10 assists, the Lakers couldn't overcome Giannis Antetokounmpo's dominant performance, as Giannis posted 24 points, 12 rebounds, and 9 assists. The Lakers dropped to 40-24, while the Bucks improved to 37-28. Tonight, the Lakers visit the Denver Nuggets at Ball Arena. Last night, the Kings dominated the Capitals in Los Angeles, securing a solid 3-0 victory. Warren Fogle, Kevin Fiala, and Quinton Byfield each netted goals, with Anze Kopitar providing key assists. The Kings now boast a 35-20-9 record, thrilling fans in the City of Angels. Tomorrow night, the Kings host the Nashville Predators in the City of Angels. In top news, attention listeners, check your medicine cabinets, as some popular acne treatments are being recalled due to potential carcinogen contamination. This week, the Food and Drug Administration announced that 95 acne products containing benzoyl peroxide could be contaminated with benzene, a known carcinogen found in cigarette smoke. Although the FDA states that the risk of developing cancer from these products remains very low, several companies, including La Roche-Posay, have voluntarily recalled items like the Effaclar Duo acne treatment out of caution. Alternatives such as azelaic acid, salicylic acid, and retinol are still available for treating acne. In business news, moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. In the shadow of America's wonder drug, Xanax, rising concerns about benzodiazepines are surfacing. Patients' journeys illustrate the harsh realities faced by many. After 5 years on Xanax, they endured debilitating anxiety, memory loss, and physical pain. Doctors have noted that a significant percentage of chronic benzodiazepine users experience severe withdrawal symptoms. A group of advocates has proposed the term benzodiazepine-induced neurological dysfunction to describe the prolonged suffering some endure. While these medications can be effective for certain conditions, many face life-altering consequences that raise serious questions about their long-term use and prescription practices. And in entertainment news, Lifehack is a thrilling entry in the screen life genre, directed by Ronan Corrigan and produced by Timur Bekmambetov. This innovative film follows four teenagers who, instead of traditional heist tactics, navigate the world of cryptocurrency and online scams. The story unfolds through the perspective of Kyle, a reclusive English teen, as he teams up with friends to target a tech billionaire, reminiscent of Elon Musk. With its blend of humor, high-stakes tension, and genuine character moments, Lifehack challenges viewers to consider the moral complexities of their actions in the digital age. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American basketball coach and executive, Pat Riley. And he said, "If you have a positive attitude and constantly strive to give your best effort, eventually you will overcome your immediate problems and find you are ready for greater challenges." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.